That the railway should pass through the little village of Hvorbo was less than certain when the mighty men of Stockholm drew lines on their maps in the end of the 19th century. The plan was for the railroad to go from Skurup to Vollsjö, which was a big village at the time. When this rumour reached Malena Persson, or Mother Malena as she was commonly known, she didn't hesitate to take action. She made sure to get some of the more wealthy men of the village along and went to Stockholm with them to apply to the people in power. Mother Malena explained to the gentlemen in Stockholm that a railroad should go directly from Malmö to Simrishamn, and that Hvorbo should be one of the stations on the way. And she got exactly as she wanted. At 10:50 on the 20th of September 1893, the first train arrived in Hvorbo, on its way from Malmö to Simrishamn. The very first passengers would be served a celebratory lunch. As Mother Malena came home from that journey to Stockholm, with the decision about the future railway in the bag, she started preparing for it. Hvorbo should be able to accept travellers in style, and the old guest house, which at this point was a pretty dilapidated four-winged farmhouse, situated in the same place as today's hotel, wasn't up to Mother Malena's standards. She asked around if someone wanted to build a railway hotel, but nobody was interested. So she decided to build it herself. And the railway hotel was finished even before the first train rolled in on that September day, and is still in the same spot today. On the photo to the left, you can see the high chimney of the brick factory, which is another example of how enterprising Mother Malena was. You will hear more about the brick factory and Mother Malena by the picture stop at Vestergatan.